huge news yesterday in Irish radio news.
Yeah.
Joe Duffy is stepping down as the presenter of Liveline.
My first thought was, don't do that when we've such big news about the Pope. He deserves his own moment when there's nothing else big going on.
Yeah, I thought
he got a bit lost yesterday.
I wonder why he did that.
Massive news.
To be honest, that probably sounds more like Joe. He'd probably want to do it while there's other news going on and just not have the attention.
He wouldn't want to make
a fuss.
There's no drama there. He's just retiring, is he?
He's just retiring. Yeah,
what a legend. Fair play.
He's a great guy. But I thought, I felt sorry for Fiona. The reason being that you just joined this show. Do you know what I mean? So you can't go for that job.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, after that hairdresser chat, I think I would have been in with it. You'd be
excellent at it. And then I was thinking, what if we all went, like Emma, Dave and Fiona went for the job, but separately, what if we were to decide to audition for Joe Duffy's Liveline on RTE Radio 1? It happens every single day.
The dream job.
Dream job, but you just have to, and the thing is, it's not really my dream job. He's incredibly intelligent and I just couldn't do the stuff that he does because he knows so many facts. He knows so many things about things. But I do like the way he is about complaints and random things that are going on in the country. Mm-hmm. So without further ado, I would like to audition myself for Liveline and I would like you to do it after.
Okay.
So here we go. Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Coming up on today's show, have you seen Micheál Martin's new red socks? Are they appropriate for the Taoiseach to be wearing on a Friday in May? 51551, wash your socks. Dublin Zoo has got the new baby elephant. We talked to the head of animal care, who was very confused. He says he has no idea where the baby elephant has come from. It's just showed up. 51551, wash your animals. And of course, we chat about the new American Pope. Is he a fan of the pedestrianisation of Drury Street, or should we continue sitting on the path? We find out what he thinks. 51551, wash your corpse.
Oh my god, some flapjack just went down my throat.
And welcome to Liveline.
Brilliant. All right.
Is there any point? Okay, very good. Hello, and you're very welcome back to.
You do your bit.
I microdosed it. You're very welcome back to Liveline. And coming up on the show, I've been hearing from the people of Ireland for 25 years about how things are a disgrace. Now, we're going to hear from Caller Grace, who's going to give me all her best disses. Things like, that's a terrible tie and cardigan combo, Joe. They're all talking about you around Clontarf, Joe, saying you don't pick up after your dog and your front garden's had a rogue trolley sitting in it for 6 months now, Joe. It's all to come this afternoon on Liveline.
Lovely. Okay. Oh, this is my big moment.
Your big moment. Here we go.
My big moment. Hello and you're very welcome to Liveline. Coming up on the show today are toasters that print selfies on bread crumbling society. Kerry woman who mistook nail glue for eye drops joins us in studio. And the government suggesting house-sized sandcastles this summer to temporarily solve the housing crisis. That and more this afternoon on Liveline. 51551.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. I actually think any of us will be in with a shot there, to be quite honest.
Yeah, honestly, they sound like three fantastic shows.
Who's going to get that gig? Now, that's my Pope watch.
Yes, honestly.
I'm watching that like a hawk.